Welcome to Create Wealth Through Franchising Podcast and Kim Daly TV. I am your host, Kim Daly. I want to educate, motivate, and inspire your business ownership journey by interviewing CEOs, leaders, sales coaches, and exceptional franchisees to learn their valuable insights and strategies that we can apply to our own business ownership dreams. Now, on to the show. Welcome back to Create Wealth Through Franchising Podcast and Kim Daly TV. I am your host, Kim Daly, and I have a very special guest with us today. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to introduce this new kind of series of interviews that The Daily Coach is going to be releasing for you in 2024. Many of you that follow me know that my heart is in the business coaching side to franchising, right? For the first 22 years that I've been involved in franchising, I've been helping people to what I call the first yes, which is saying yes to the dream to own a business. But my future is in the second yes, which is showing up every single day to live your dreams. I know that there are many franchise owners out there who are not living the life that they aspired to achieve through their franchise. And that breaks my heart. And I want to do something about it. So with the thousands of business owners that I've created that follow me and all of you that are just regular listeners, today I'm going to introduce you to my new friend. Now, she is a very interesting character, this woman, Carrie Hoffman, because not only is she a business coach, but she's also a franchisee. And that's why I've selected her to be our first guest to talk about coaching inside your franchise business. So Carrie Hoffman, welcome to the studio of Kim Daly TV.
Thank you, Kim. I'm honored to be the first.
I am so excited. This woman loves to talk about mindset, which is like for me, like the mecca. But Carrie, so tell the listeners a little bit. Now, you're a franchisee of a company called Focal Point Coaching.
Correct.
So she's a franchisee inside a business coaching franchise. So tell my followers just real quick a little bit about your background and what led you to want to be a business coach in the franchise Focal Point.
Yeah, perfect, Kim. So I actually have 32 years of corporate experience before I went off on my own. And I left my third corporate company on a package, and I took 6 months off. It was awesome. I called it my sabbatical. And at the end of that period, I knew I either wanted to be a coach and start my own coaching business, or just get another CIO role, because I did, throughout my career, I did a lot of business transformation. The first half was more in operations and sales. The second half of my career was in IT, and I held CIO roles for business units of Johnson & Johnson and Johnson Controls. And the common thread throughout my career was business transformation enabled by technology. I had, in 32 years, I had a different role every 2 or 3 years, even though I only worked for 3 companies in that time period. But I was always doing huge change, so really transformations. And the reason why my transformations were successful, and they didn't go back to the way it used to be when I left and moved on, was because I did a lot of work with mentoring and coaching and the culture and people's mindsets. So when I left and took that time off, I had been doing coaching really for decades and a lot of mentoring, and I knew I wanted to do that, but I was really nervous to go off on my own. I knew I would spend way too much time creating materials and wasn't really a big fan of sales and business development, because I did that in my career, and when I did it, I didn't like it. And so I was a little bit nervous. I was also nervous about not having a peer group, because I love collaborating. So when I found Focal Point, I was so excited. I did have some misconceptions about franchising and having to follow a process and you know, not being able to be creative. But that Focal Point allows a lot of creativity and innovation. They actually have an innovation award. And so I can bring my own material into Focal Point along with using the Focal Point material. And I just love it. I've been with Focal Point now for 7 years.
That's so good. I mean, if I didn't love what I do at Franchoise so much, I mean, the boys in the development over at Focal Point are always like, "You should come over here." I'm like, "I know, like it's so tempting." So I totally get it. And I love, so for those listening, did you hear what she said, right? So she bought the franchise because the creation of the coaching content doesn't make you money. It's the execution with clients that makes you money. So buy the franchise to have
Exactly.
all the ready-made tools, right? And like, so I love it. It was a great setup. So let's dive into mindset and how you help your clients. Like, give us some practical tips. My listeners want to know, how do I live the life I thought I was going to say yes to?
Right. Yeah, mindset is so important. So I do executive coaching. With Focal Point, you could do business coaching, executive coaching, you could do training. I have actually pivoted to executive coaching in the last few years. And so I coach executives at large companies, and I customize what I do with them according to what their needs are. However, mindset and mind power is always part of it, as is business transformation. So I'm very passionate about business transformation. I'll maybe go off on a tangent for a second to your question because I believe we have exited the industrial age, we have entered the next age, and this is being driven by an exponential growth in very modernly architected technology. So I'm a bit of a geek, okay? And so all the transformation I did always involved technology and IT. Won't get into the details of that. But what I found was the most difficult part of those transformations, and especially with technology being involved, was that people had a mindset block against it. I'm not good at technology. I don't understand technology, and just, on and on and on. And telling themselves these things, right? These things that I don't know this, I don't understand it, right? And the mindset was actually blocking them. It's actually an obstacle. So your mind is extremely powerful. And so I help my clients with both, like, what changes do you need to make? And then how much, what do we need to do to get you through those changes? How can we coach your team through those changes? And let's do some focus on the power of the human mind to understand how to make that happen.
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're loving this episode, please do me a quick favor and leave me a 5-star rating and a short review. Your feedback fuels my growth and rankings and shows others that this podcast is valuable. Now, back to the show. So these mental blocks are real,
They're
right?
very real.
And changing your beliefs is really, really, we could do a whole year of episodes
We
just
could.
on
We could.
changing your beliefs. So let's give some one or two practical ideas that you might offer to an executive who has the mental block of, because let's just zoom it out from technology. I'm not good at sales. I'm not good at managing money. I'm not good at hiring the right people. It's all mental block.
It
None of
is.
us are good at any of it, but those are skills we can learn. But if our mind is blocked to being receptive and open to learning, then what you're speaking is true.
Yes,
So,
yes.
what are some practical tips that you use with executives to help them through that and changing that internal belief?
Yeah, so there's a perfect quote for this that, everybody changes it a little bit, but it's whether you think you can or you can't, you're probably right. Well, whether you think you can or you can't, you are right. Because of the way the mind works. So, I'm going to start with answering your question on a few simple things. So, there is a clear fact that successful people think about what they want, and unsuccessful people think about what they don't have. So, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't have enough customers, then your mind is going to go and work on not having enough customers. This is very simple, but very true. What successful people would do, even if they're in the beginning of their business, they would say, here's how I'm going to get more customers. Here's the things I'm doing to increase my customer base. And they think about what they want, not what they don't have. So they think about getting more customers, They don't think about not having customers. That little simple thing is huge. Now, if you're stuck in the thought patterns that are more about what you don't have, the simple thing to do is to flip it. So if you're catching yourself thinking about, I don't have enough customers, then flip it to, I'm working to get more customers. I have more customers by the end of this quarter. That is the most powerful way to flip the statement. I have more customers by the end of this quarter. And there's a reason why all this works, but I'll pause for a second to see if you have a comment.
Oh my God. Okay, listeners out there, if you're not watching the video, I am like smiling from ear to ear because I am going to have the most fun talking to you with these next series of guests on business coaching. This is it for Kim Daly. And Carrie, I'm so appreciative that you are my first guest, and this is where we get to start this all important topic. So I do think it's important to know why it works, but you're right. It's probably a little bit too deep for today. Okay, so changing your belief requires you to reframe how you're talking to yourself, your inner game. I've made a lot of videos about changing your story, right? When you change your story, you change your life. So this is what she's starting to say to you. Change your story that you're saying to yourself. How is this applied? Are you encouraging people to do affirmations? Are you encouraging people to journal? Are you encouraging people to, what are you encouraging people to do?
Yeah, I actually give people options because different things work for different people, right? One of the things that's important when you reframe it into that positive statement is to do it with emotion, to do it with confidence. You know, some people will say, do the Superman pose, you know, stand up, hands on hips, however you have to do it, right? So talk to yourself and like really start to believe it because your belief will make a big difference. But then there's all kinds of other things that you can do. One of the things that I really like to do with people is make sure they have goals, make sure their goals are written down. And there's a simple, powerful technique to take your most important goals, and we like to set them in like four different areas of your life, but you could just do this with like your top five business goals if you want. You actually write them in a particular way, and you write them down, physically write them down every day. And I am going to get a little bit into why everything I'm saying works, because it's the way the mind works, and I'm only going to touch on it. But we have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. Our conscious mind only works when we're awake. Our subconscious mind works 24 hours a day. Our subconscious mind believes whatever our conscious mind is telling it. So if we're telling it, I don't have enough customers, it goes and works on that. The subconscious mind actually works on that. What I tell people on t in terms of writing their goals down every day is do it either first thing in the morning or within 45 minutes of going to sleep because your brain is in a certain state where your subconscious is more open to hearing things and to absorbing things. So I do it in the morning. I wake up in the morning and I write my goals every single day. And it is amazing how throughout my day, when I'm getting a little tired, I will not like go to that checklist of easy things to do just to get something done. I will actually go to to doing something against my goals because my subconscious mind is creating this habit that I should be working on those goals. It is so powerful. I really recommend that people try it and see what happens. It only takes 2 minutes.
Exactly. Just try it.
Just try
I
it.
can almost feel the resistance of some of the people that I work with and know, right? Like, this is
Absolutely.
voodoo, Kim Daly and Carrie Hoffman. Like, what does this have to do with me going on and living the life of my dreams? So that's the question. What does this have to do with you going on and living the life of your dreams, Carrie?
Yeah, it's about conditioning your mind to work for you instead of against you. Our mind is so often working against us. Our subconscious mind was actually mostly programmed from the time we were born until we were 7 years old. And during that time, there's a lot of science behind this, by the way. During that time, you believe everything you hear because you don't
Sadly.
have the discernment yet. I know, isn't that sad? So, gosh, when you're talking to kids under the age of seven, please be careful about what you're saying because they are taking all that information as if it is true. And what this ends up doing is it forms our habits. That is like 95% of our day is actually based on these habits that are in our subconscious mind.
Our
You know,
core beliefs.
our
Our
core
core beliefs,
beliefs
yeah.
and breathing and digesting and all those things too. That's all run by the subconscious. But really, it's only like 5% or less of our day that we're actually able to impact what we're working on. And this is why it's so important to get your goals and your positive beliefs into the subconscious mind, because you want to have your subconscious working for you and not against you.
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're ready to begin your own journey to find the perfect franchise, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaily.tv. My services are totally free for you. That's inquire@kimdaily.tv. Now, back to the show. I hope your listeners out there are shaking your head. And if you're not a believer, all you have to do is try it.
Yeah,
Now,
just try
in one
it.
of the greatest business books by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, right? He says you have to say your affirmations with what's the words that he uses? It's like
With passion and feeling, with emotion. You have
yeah,
to tie the emotion
he has
to
a
it.
certain word. Yes, I can't think of it right now, but yeah, with passion and feeling. And at first, like, that may seem silly to you, right? You may laugh at yourself and be like, this isn't going to make me believe it. But I'm encouraging you to just try it. And it's not about doing it once, right? Success in anything, it's incremental and it's built on consistent habits, right? Aristotle told us that successful people have successful habits. And the way that you think is truly going to impact every single thing that happens in your business and in your life. So this is a
Exactly.
life skill. Skill, not just a business skill. But you know what I always say, Carrie? I always say that business ownership is a journey. It's a personal development d journey disguised as a business.
Right, yeah, it's true. That's so true. So true. I love that you brought up Think and Grow Rich. It was actually written in the 20s or 30s, but wasn't published right away because the world wasn't ready to hear it. It's a great book. I wasn't in the habit of reading older books, but when I joined Focal Point, it was on the recommended l reading list, and I read it and I fell in love with it because it's like anything, like if you're familiar with the book The Secret or the movie, everything in there was in Think and Grow Rich. It's a really powerful book, and I actually used it as a source when I wrote a couple chapters in a book series. So if you're interested in hearing more, I actually wrote chapters in two ver volumes of a book series called Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. The first one was volume three. I wrote chapter six. It was on business transformation and having a digitally expanded mindset. And then in volume five, I wrote chapter 10, and I wrote that on mind power. And I actually, you said voodoo earlier. I actually have part of that chapter is called It's Not Woo-Woo, It's Science. Because there's a ton of science behind this. I'm very passionate about it. We don't have time to go over much of it at all. So if you're interested in learning more, you can take a look at that.
I love it. And I love it. And all of these little interviews we do, Carrie, are just, we just want to leave the audience with one tip or tool that they can take away and implement, right? Listening to a podcast or reading a book, it only matters if you can take something away from it that's practical that you can implement today. So we're leaving you with one and one amazing tool at that, which is to get your goals and then create them, write them down in a way that you can speak them out every day with passion and feeling, or journal them every single day at the beginning or the end of your day when your subconscious mind is most receptive to helping you get what you want. Why not try it? You have nothing
Just
to
try
lose.
it. Awesome summary, Kim. I love it.
I appreciate you. I think we could talk forever. I enjoy meeting you so much.
Thank you, Kim. Likewise.
Yeah. For those who are listening who may want to reach out to Carrie, we will put her contact information in the show notes. And for anybody listening who's ready to begin your journey to figure out what's the next investment for you or the first investment in a franchise, you know that I want to be your daily coach. Please follow the email on the screen right now or reach directly out to inquire at kimdaily.tv. That's inquire at kimdaily.tv. And until next time, my name is Kim Daly, and I want to be your daily coach. You can find more content just like this on my YouTube channel at kimdaly.tv. And if you're inspired to take the next step to explore franchises matched to you, please email me right now at inquire at kimdaly.tv. That's inquire at kimdaly.tv.